Well, there have been. We were fortunate this year to be able to take one of the former Second Life rendering developers who had moved to Sansar for a while, and we convinced him to come back. And he's doing great, great things. We just put out, release before last, was a whole package of rendering fixes, that some of which had been in development for a long, long time.
I want to say this is a joint effort between a product engine developer and some third-party developers and, of course, our newly stolen back, Linden.
So the immediate answer is we're already doing it. In terms of new rendering features, what we're calling the EEP project, Enhanced Environment Project, which is one of our focuses right now, is going to include some new atmospheric effects, volumetric lighting effects that are not currently available. So you'll be able to do those in your environment. And that's all new renderer work. And we're well along in a project to completely revamp the texture caching system in order to improve the performance. So yeah, we're definitely making a lot of changes to rendering, and we'll be continuing to do so. We'll have four layers. So you'll be able to set basically ground, 1,000 meters, 2,000 meters, and 3,000 meters wind light settings for each of those levels. That's actually an example of a feature that we had not planned to do. And by engaging with content developers early in the project, we became convinced that actually that was something we ought to do. So we did it. We extended the project.